Steampunk Treehouse. Ah, the mighty Sequoia sempervirens gigantrum steampunkus rises majestically from the dusty embrace of the Black Rock Desert. Eons ago, during the great age of megaflora and fauna, the Black Rock Desert was once a lush grassland and habitat, part of a vast network of forests that stretched from the Black Rock Mountains to contemporary East San Francisco. It is here that this tree began its life, rising from a long-dormant seed, deposited by none other than the newly classified Cereus Plaesus rex, a paleo squirrel the size of a lesser mammoth. In fact, its fossilized remains were found not 12 feet from the tree's base. If you look closely, you can still see the tusks, webbed feet, fossilized rodentia ambergris, and the bushy striations of individual tail scales. This preservation efforts of Steampunk Treehouse reflects the past. As we all know, these days there aren't very many natural trees. Yes, there are still a few left in the National Maximum Security Parks, but for many of us, a tree is so far gone from memory that we try to recreate what we imagine, using some sort of other romantic imaginary. One of machinery, scavenged gears, gathered belts, hunted steam pipes, gleaned gauges, rusty metal, and steam. We know that our relationship to the natural world is, well, increasingly unnatural. Actual forests are disappearing, the climate is changing, our social and psychological relationships are increasingly mediated by commodity forms. In imagining ourselves through things, we are disconnected from our environment and from genuine social connection. Though our natural world changes, the human drive to connect with it and one another remains. It is our second nature. And it is through the very unnatural nature of nature that we find our creative selves. The Steampunk Treehouse is representative of a mutually beneficial relationship between people and nature, humans living in harmony with the planet and its natural elements. Steampunk Treehouse began with early tree climbing. Whether for fun or as a refuge from our terrestrial lives, the welcoming arms of a tree always offered a modicum of challenge, a nip of accomplishment, and a feeling of safety, security, and well-being. Up there, we are part of something larger than ourselves, living proof that living things stand tall and endure. As long as we were up there, we were connected to that tree, to a benign vastness outside ourselves, to nature. Sitting tall in a tree gave many of us the space to dream. Steampunk Treehouse may indeed remind people of a simpler, more innocent time. It may serve as a reminder of our childhood days and as an example of how humans can live in harmony with the unnatural nature of nature. However, the tree is also meant to inspire critical thought on the part of its dwellers. Because of the combination of man-made materials, recycled metal, and wood, the tree's very makeup is meant to regenerate contemplative faculty, encouraging its inhabitants to reconsider the often paradoxical relationship between humans as well as with our environment. It is also meant to exemplify the creative ways we can reuse materials to initiate sustainable living. The house component itself is built of recycled wood, styled off the Victorian era of architecture, H.G. Wells and Jules Verne and City of Lost Children combined with organic, natural elements. The tree was engineered and built in Oakland in four sections: the base roots, trunk, branches, and the house for easy shipping and on-playa assembly. The tree's brainchild is Sean Orlando of The Crucible, Oakland's industrial arts educational center. However, the Steampunk Treehouse is the result of collective efforts of literally hundreds of people: metal fabricators, welders, designers, engineers, carpenters, gearheads, steam freaks, project managers, fundraisers, and kindly donors. Building the tree created new relationships and community, and those that built the tree hope the piece will continue to act as a generative symbol, facilitating positive interactions between both people and how they think and feel about their environment.